The contract talks went well, according to District Technology Administrator John Clute Painter, who was lead negotiator for the 40-plus member Associated Teachers of Petersburg.
We met three or four different times. We set the tone early on as kind of a roundtable discussion. So we had seats, and our proximity was in a circle, and he came in as a team with that sort of mentality and rolled up our sleeves, worked together to do what was best for kids ultimately, teachers, and the community.
The agreement includes a 1% increase in base pay for teachers next year and a 1.5% increase in each of the following 2 years.
It's a fair document, and we're looking forward to the teachers and everybody working together doing great things for kids.
That's District Superintendent Rob Thomason, who says the pay increase is in line or maybe a little behind the rate of inflation. However, he notes that the schools are facing declining student numbers and less government funding. So he says the district was pleased to be able to increase salaries a little while still being responsible. A big part of that was an agreement to drop the district's current health insurance provider, Aetna, which had raised rates by 47%. Instead, the district switched to less expensive coverage from the National Education Association Health Trust. Thomason says that will result in a net savings overall.
Well, it means a couple of things. It means we are better positioned to protect positions in terms of jobs, A. B, people are going to see more in their take home, and C, with the NEA Health Trust, employees are not forced or obligated to participate in the insurance program. For example, if an employee has a spouse that has insurance, they don't have to be double insured. They can opt out of the NEA plan, and then because of the savings, we're able to provide a $250 per month stipend to assist with their deductible in the plan in which they are participating. The whole goal was it would be a win-win thing, that we felt we could just do better than Aetna, and we could do better for the district and better for the employees.
Under next year's salary schedule, a newly hired teacher with no experience and a bachelor's degree would be paid about $42,600 a year. At the top of the scale, the most experienced and highly educated teacher with more than 13 years on the job and a master's degree could make up to $77,500. Depending on retirements and teachers' placement on the salary schedule, Thomason estimates next year's 1% increase will cost roughly $30,000 to $50,000 overall. But he says the district is saving $200,000 with the new insurance.
I just know I, as a superintendent, and the board couldn't be happier to both save money and increase salaries. It just it sounds counterintuitive, but it worked.
And Thomason credits the good relationship between the negotiators on both sides for that. Clute Painter says the union's members are pleased with the new insurance providers so far.
Absolutely. We had a representative come in from the NEA Trust and specifically go through the plan as well as online resources that really gives each of the users power to manage their health care and as well as access to help. So it was very thorough. We felt supported with this new plan.
The agreement also broadens the district's wellness program by spending $6,000 to enroll as an institutional member with the Department of Parks and Recreation in Petersburg. That'll give employees and their dependents 75% off the cost of using facilities at the community gym and pool. Clute Painter says the union members unanimously ratified the agreement last Friday. The school board did the same Tuesday night. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.